Welcome to the JJ Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. JJ Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with students at Hillcrest Academy about their service and learning trip to Kentucky last month.
Can you first give me your name and grade level?
I'm Seth Hours, and I am a sophomore.
Rowan Miller, I'm a freshman.
I'm Zoe Curtis, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Bryce Bailey, and I'm a sophomore.
So, starting with service and learning term, can one of you just give me, in short, what that is?
So, SALT stands for Service and Learning Term, and it's where every student goes in a group and serves the community either here or somewhere else and does community service for them.
So as a freshman, was this your first experience with this?
It was, yeah.
Had you three done it before?
No, it's every 2 years we do it. So all of us will get to do it twice in our 4 years.
All right. And this group went to Kentucky, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you give me a brief rundown of what you did while you were out there?
2021, I don't know the exact month or date, but there was a tornado in Dawson Springs, Kentucky, which was where we were working, that wiped out basically the whole town. And it's a pretty small town, and basically everything was destroyed. And so our group there, we partnered with MDS, which is Mennonite Disaster Service, in building a house for people who had lost their homes in the tornado.
So was that the main project, was just building this one particular house?
The main project was building a house, but there were some side projects with painting and cleaning other houses that were getting ready to be given away.
So was there any sort of planning that had to go into this first? Me, myself, I know nothing about building a house. Was this something that you have prior experience with, or was it you get there and then there's people instructing you, here's what you do?
Some of us have done stuff constructing before, but mostly the crew leaders had everything planned out already, so we just showed up ready to work and they told us what to do.
With building the house, what are some specifics or things that you did in particular that went into this project?
Stuff like putting in the flooring and the framework, and then the trusses on top of the house for the roofing.
And you were there for 1 week, is that right?
Correct.
Was this house built start to finish in 1 week, or was there still work that had to be done by the time you left? What was it looking like by the time you came back home?
We got the flooring on and the outside walls and most of the roof, and then we got some interior walls done. So we mostly closed off the house.
And working with MDS, part of service and learning term, from what I've heard, is building these relationships. Was there any community members out there, or did you get a sense of the community response while you were doing this work? Did you get any of that interaction?
I mean, you could tell there's a lot of appreciation for people. They every time someone would drive by in a car, like, they'd like honk or they'd wave or they'd give us a thumbs up out the window. Like, some of them would even stop and like tell us good job, get out of their car and introduce us. And then sometimes even the people that we were dedicating the house to or giving the house away to would stop by and just tell us a little bit about their story and their self.
Was this a family that you were building the house for?
Yeah.
And with service and learning term, obviously it's in the acronym, the learning aspect. This is taking the place of the classes you would have normally been taking throughout your regular school day. So what did you take away from this experience, or what did you learn after going out to Kentucky and doing this project?
I guess we could say we learned how to build a house.
True.
Some aspects. But
I think the biggest thing I learned was how much people appreciate you helping them, especially after like such a horrible event and they have nothing and can't do anything. And so like just, I guess, seeing everyone, or seeing how like appreciative and thankful they were for like us being there, was pretty cool to me.
I'd also just say that just teaches you just to enjoy, I mean, what you have, and like just not take for granted anything, because it can be gone like that.
And I mean, how ironic too that you're out there doing work for tornado recovery. And was it the day that you came back?
We had to come back early, because if we wouldn't have came back the time that we did, we would have arrived like right when the tornado was hitting. So
we were planning to leave at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, but we ended up leaving at 5 o'clock.
Did you fly or drive?
Drive. We drove.
So you got back in time right before everything kind of got crazy here. Literally a stone's throw away.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the service and learning term before we wrap up?
It's a great experience. I like it better than in classroom work.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from it, I'd say. It's a good teaching and learning experience. Definitely something everyone should try and do probably once.
Gives you real world experience.
It's worth taking the week off school to like take the experiences you get from it.
I'm sure it really took a lot of coaxing to be like, hey, you don't have to go to math today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
It was really hard.
All right, well, Rowan, Zoe, Bryce, and Seth, thank you so much. I'm sure the community was appreciative of the work that you did, and it's great to hear about all the things that the Hillcrest students were doing during the service and learning term.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Zoe Curtis, Bryce Bailey, Seth Hours, and Rowan Miller joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about their service and learning trip to Kentucky. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.